people, without the people, and in spite of the people.
Destruction is threatened today by the spending, taxation, and excessive power of big government in Washington. We can only preserve our liberty by putting into office men and women imbued with a hatred of that totalitarian philosophy of spending and power.
We are blind. We are blind, groping in the darkness of the future instead of illuminating it.
Don't be intimidated. Now, of all times, is the time to stand up. Show some spine and say, yo, we are not with Bush. Terrorists.
What they do is they want to put complexity to hide the simple truth.
I've been pondering what would happen if we as Americans would have completely rolled out the Republicans and Democrats. Would they go quietly, or would the real agenda of the Illuminati or powers that be become apparent to turn this into an instant military state? You know, when people look through their eyes and it appears that we're seeing everything in the space we're looking at. No. We're seeing a tiny, tiny frequency range, which is a visible light.
On the other hand, perhaps I ought to be briefed.
Anything you say, Mr. President.
So shut the fuck up and people. Come on.
It's in the mainstream of American tradition. Has induced both fear and suspicion. Propaganda and infiltration have been employed by every tribe and state since the beginning of history.
You know, one of the most meaningful things that's happened to me since I've been the president. Oops. Ex-governor. First, let me make it very clear, poor people aren't necessarily killers. Just because you happen to be not rich doesn't mean you're willing to kill. Just one piece of advice. Just remember, it's the birds that's supposed to suffer, not the hunter.